Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, editor at TXF. First up, in the project and export finance space, the IBRI 2 solar project financing in Oman, which signed electronically at the end of March amid the global economic lockdown, was an ominous reminder to project sponsors in the GCC of the continued teething problems faced by Saudi Export Development Authority. On our essentials news offering in the project and export space, Pasadena Performance Products, which is owned directly by Next Wave Energy Partners, a portfolio company of Energy Capital Partners, has signed a $523.6 million debt facility to finance a petrochemicals project in Pasadena near the Houston Ship Canal. Over in the commodity finance world, on our essentials news offering, Russian metals producer Metalloinvest closed a 40 million euro credit line from International Bank for Economic Cooperation on the 18th of May. Over on our third-party news tracker service in the commodity world, Brazilian iron ore miner Vale has launched a legal action in New York to determine whether funds paid to BSG Resources within the framework of their former Simodo partnership in Guinea were used for property investments in the US. And Singapore-headquartered oil and gas company Chris Energy has appointed Jonah Ang, currently the group's interim CFO, to the role permanently. And finally, in the trade finance sphere, OEEB, the Development Bank of Australia, has agreed funding of $15 million to Satin Credit Care Network, a microfinance company in India. The investment will support Satin Credit Care Network in its plan expansion, portfolio growth, and its efforts in increasing financial inclusion through its operations in 22 states. Four European banking associations have called on the European Central Bank to institute a one-year delay to the consolidation of the Target 2 real-time gross settlement mechanism with the T2S securities settlement platform. The container shipping industry could save itself up to $4 billion a year if half of all bills of lading were dealt with digitally, according to the Digital Container Shipping Association. And South Korea's government-led $33 billion equivalent corporate relief fund aimed at helping companies weather the COVID-19 pandemic crisis will first go to aid airliners and shippers with minimum debt of $407 million and a payroll of 300. That's all for now, folks. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle @TXFmedia.